Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday once again. Another fucking week of tyranny ending, and kind of bizarrely, we're going to talk about it. It's also the 19th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's, remember, this is a new number. Because our number had to be changed. It had nothing to do with the fucking update or anything, but our number had to be changed. So get this written down, 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the sun's shining some out there, but I guarantee you it's chemtrails. We're spraying the poison. And I mean, it'll be one of the things that I guess will have to be taken care of eventually. Anyway, let's see what we're going to open up with, of course, is Kyle Rittenhouse, acquitted on all charges. Ooh. That don't sound good for the people who think they ought to be able to fucking kill you on the side of the goddamn street and you should not be able to fucking defend yourself, will it? But there's a little more to this than meets the eye, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted on all charges. And, you know, it is a good thing. It's fucking, it was a just... fucking turnout, but the way it got there was wrong. I mean, the fact that it was in the admiralty was wrong. The fact that he had to go through a year of fucking hell is what is fucking wrong. This is why, well, we'll go on the story a little bit here. I'm sure you've all heard it by now. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted. The 18-year-old was charged with 5 felonies related to last year's shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. First degree intentional homicide, first degree reckless homicide, attempted first degree intentional homicide, and 2 counts of first degree reckless endangering safety. After the verdict was read, Rittenhouse hugged his attorney. Hell, he about collapsed is what he did. He did collapse. The jury reached their decision after 4 days of deliberation, which lasted longer than anyone, including Judge Bruce Schroeder, had expected. It came amid 2 mistrial requests from the defense over high-definition video evidence, which was withheld, exculpatory evidence, possibly unintentional. Fuck you! Possibly unintentional, my fucking ass, man. I'll explain a little more later. By the prosecution, Rittenhouse's attorney claimed that in an inferior copy of the potential crucial video could have affected their defense. On Thursday, a juror asked Schroeder if she asked Schroeder if she could take the jury instructions home, which was granted. The jury also asked to review the drone footage that was a linchpin in the prosecution's case, as well as the best views of all the shooting compiled from the six video clips. Rittenhouse, now 18, shot and killed two men who were pursuing him and injured a third during the 2020 riots in Kenosha. The former police youth cadet faced life in prison if convicted of the most serious charges against him. On Thursday, Judge Schroeder banned MSNBC from the courthouse after a freelance employee was pulled over after running a red light while following the jury bus. The network acknowledged that the man was an employee, but said he never photographed or intended to photograph them. You're sure he didn't? You fucking cocksuckers! What's been said here? You know, you still fucking shoot some son of a bitch who's trying to fucking harm you, and you got the right to carry your goddamn weapon. You got the right to fucking bear your fucking arms in any fucking situation. But what I want to get to here is the very fact of what this kid went through for a fucking year. Now he was entitled. Now see this, in old England, they called them political trials. Political trials was somebody could just make an accusation and without fucking, put to the goddamn Star Chamber courts of the king. And fucking, you could be drugged in there, no evidence, they could lie, they could do, you know, there was no fucking protection for you. There's no protection from them just dragging your ass into a fucking court without having to fucking, produce an indictment, which is what we require here. That's why the preliminary process is in the fucking fifth article, except on presentment of indictment. Now, Rittenhouse should have never had to go through a year of living fucking hell with five charges of fucking murder over his head. And I mean, you can see when he collapsed and everything, man, goddamn, that took years off that kid's life. I guarantee you it did. And it was a fucking violation of the fucking common law. Because DAs, they like to brag that they can get a fucking hamburger indicted. The DAs are running the goddamn, grand juries, which is fucking the violation of that. There can't be no fucking professional goddamn queen's fucking representative in the goddamn jury room. They're supposed to pick that jury at random, and that jury is supposed to, there ain't nobody that runs the jury but the foreman of the jury that you go first, you can go second, I'll be 10, you be 12, what might have you, you know, the foreman of the jury, and that's it, and they go the fuck out of there. And then they bring the information into them that has been filed against, like would have been filed against Mr. Rittenhouse here. And then they would have looked at those fucking tapes, and you better not have fucking tried to sneak some fucking tape in there that was fucking a bad tape. Cause if the jury found out about it, they could fucking, I mean, like, well, there were, it would just, I mean, whatever evidence was fucking, given to them, it had better be the real fucking evidence. And if it was blurry, just throw it the fuck out and you have to be he's assumed guilty, not guilty on that fucking charge already. That's what it should have been. It should have went to a people's grand jury under the common law jurisdiction. Under those circumstances, they would have looked at those fucking films like any one of us fucking did. I mean, you've seen the way they tried to draw out these fucking different fucking, case law fucking created fucking norms and all this bullshit to try to fucking get away from what was blatantly obvious, is that the fucking kid was running for his life and he shot to fucking defend his fucking life, which is his goddamn right. That's his right as a fucking human being. And had there been a fucking common law grand jury, they would have looked at those fucking tapes just like any one of us did. And it was blatant. He was running away. They were trying to fucking kill him. They had hit him fucking with a skateboard. The first guy, I mean, they made such a big deal about that motherfucker. That's where the clear film came in. That was the linchpin of their whole fucking operation of trying this political. And it was a political trial that kid went through. Political. Because it wasn't a common law fucking trial. There was bullshit let in there, and man, when the fucking, because we're playing between fucking admiralty and common law here. But when that fucking process, they admit to fight, they told fucking lies. They had people lie on the fucking stand. Now, is this son of a bitch, is he going to go do that fucking, those life sentences that boy would have done? Because he wasn't looking for the goddamn truth. Now, a grand jury just wants the goddamn truth. Should this person be indicted? And if he didn't speak a fucking word, I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. He did have to testify in the admiralty because of the fucking, because of the way the confines of it are put together so that you can't just fucking tell the fucking truth and let other people tell the fucking truth. It's all got to be done with a goddamn, you know, a shake the hand. They put this fucking shit together, the son of a bitches that removed your common law courts. But Kyle Rittenhouse, there should never have been an indictment against him. If I watch it, watching the films, watching the evidence presented, and then if there was an indictment against him, and later it was found that evidence was fucking falsified or tampered with, the son of a bitch that did it should do 5 fucking life sentences. That's it. Plain and simple, you son of a bitch. Because see, that's just what this whole DA bullshit. These are political fucking figures. They come from the political fucking world. They are not fucking authorized by we the people. They were created through the Attorney General's fucking office, which was created in violation of Article 5 of the original Constitution, because of fucking the first Congress of this United States went and created a fucking the Attorney General's office and declared that the government would have judicial authority over the whole fucking nation, every free man in this country, which is a direct contradiction of the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights says we're autonomous, we have fucking self-rule. That means we do our own fucking trials. We do what we have our own system of fucking law. Apart from that fucking pissant fucking handful of fucking what was supposed to be a goddamn handful of servants that we hired. But in the equation, I'm glad the kid walked, and now, you know, he's gonna have to move, and I'll tell you what, I swear to God. I would insist that I got to walk out the front door with my fucking rifle in my hand and the fucking clip in it. And fucking walked out and got in the goddamn car and fucking went down the goddamn road. Because they better give his fucking gun back to him. It's like I said before, you got the right to go any fucking where you want. And this thing about him, you know, this is reported through the fucking propaganda machine. Is the propaganda machine going to be held responsible that before even there was a fucking indictment, a false indictment, because it was procured through the administrative admiralty in violation of the common law fucking rules of procedure? But is that goddamn news company that said that he chased one of those people down the street and shot him in the back. They had him as a white supremacist. And he crossed the 8 lines with a gun, which he did not do. His gun he had lawfully. See, a grand jury wouldn't have a fucking agenda, a political agenda. Their only agenda is the fucking truth. I'm protecting this guy. I'm going to make sure this guy's fucking rights are protected, that he is not indicted unless he has an indictment coming to him. Why? Because the same thing could happen to me. And we have to protect one another, because that dirty fucking slimy fucking corporation that took over that fucking government, they don't give a fuck about anything but their political fucking ambitions and their goddamn monetary fucking ambitions. But again, I mean, this is fucking good. This is fucking good. I mean, I'm glad for the kid, but I still think about that fucking year of hell he went through that he wasn't supposed to. Why wasn't he supposed to? Because our founders in this country set up the preliminary system of the fucking grand jury so that shit, these political fucking trials could not happen. And these political trials couldn't happen anyway unless it was in the goddamn administrative admiralty. Because, I mean, fucking, he could have demanded a fucking common law grand jury. Not one that's picked from the Masonic fucking, rouster for the local lodge. And then fucking brought in, and fucking the DA comes in and goes, I want this guy indicted. You know, I want him indicted. He did it. We're winning the case. Just go ahead and sign it. It's just fucking rubber stamped. And that's why the thing is here, Kyle Rittenhouse had $500,000 because the people stepped up and they created a couple of funds for him. I think he had close to $1 million. Most people don't. And most people is, you know, it isn't like this what happened, like, you know, we went just live on fucking television. And there was a million camera angles to prove that he was attacked. Most people don't have that fucking advantage. And even if they did have the fucking, the video footage showing that they were in the right and that they were defending themselves. Star Chamber judge was, well, we can't allow that into court. It's prejudicial against the state's case because it's the truth. The truth would always be prejudicial against the lie, now wouldn't it? I sat there and I watched fucking violation after violation at the fucking Bill of Rights, but the kid walked. And you know, like I said, you know, he's a junior, he wanted to be a cop and everything. I mean, he'll probably be thinking that shit over, maybe. But he seemed like just a fucking decent kid. And a fucking man, and you see at the end when he fucking fell, you could tell, I mean, I could tell yesterday. Or the day before before they went to deliberating, he was on, you could tell he wasn't sleeping. And fucking, I just saw the pressure that kid must be under, and he didn't do a goddamn thing but defend himself. And as far as him being there, they tried to act like he didn't have no right to be there. The one son of a bitch tried to say that fucking, he instigated it. No matter what happened, if somebody gets killed, if you brought a gun and somebody gets killed with that gun, no matter what happened, no matter if the fucker is a goddamn pedophile, 30-year-old pedophile charging at a 17-year-old juvenile, and that juvenile opens up and I don't care. He should have threw the gun down and let the guy beat the hell out of him. Maybe rape him in the fucking ass, huh? That's what that dirty cocksucker was trying to say. That guy, that district attorney that can't exist. It is a fucking running violation of the 9th article of our fucking law. And logically then, I have to conclude that the woman who has a fucking pistol in her purse. I know a lot of women that carry fucking guns. That has a fucking gun on them. And the fucking rapist comes to rape him. If she fucking shoots him, it's fucking murder because, hey, he wouldn't have got shot if she didn't have the gun. I mean, this is the kind of shit this kid was up against. That is a political trial. It hasn't shit to do with facts. And that's what the preliminary process in the 5th article was put there for, to eliminate political fucking trials so that you have the people right away. You have a fucking group of the fucking people in the grand jury who look at it, and they look at it and say, nope, no, we can't return an indictment on that. He fucking was running and shooting, and people were hitting him. He was defending his fucking life. It was blatant. It was blatant. It was, even on the coverage, it was blatant. They were telling you, oh, this is definitely self-defense. Of course it fucking was. I knew that the first time I fucking seen it when it happened. But that's one of your great protections, people, that they want to get rid of, that they can, I mean, they have already gotten rid of. Is your fucking grand jury, your preliminary process, where they have to fucking indict you. Where and the GAs in this country who cannot exist, who are fucking, they're fucking traitors. They're treacherous motherfuckers that every one of them can be hung by the neck until they are dead. Because they are operating under an unlawful jurisdiction under the fucking supreme superior law of this goddamn land. Every one of them can be fucking hung for it. Every one of them that's ever done it, that judge could be hung. Everybody in that fucking courtroom, including his fucking lawyer, could be hung for operating in an unlawful jurisdiction. Written, I mean, this is why these cocksuckers think they can come out and they can fucking throw rocks at people. They can fucking bust people up, pull people out of cars. I mean, how many times have you seen these son of a bitches pull somebody out of a car and beat them about to death or fucking have beat them to death? How many times? Now they'll tell you down in Portland, you know, you're down in Portland, you can't bring a pistol into fucking Portland. Motherfucker, I wouldn't go into Portland without a goddamn pistol. And if anybody tried to fucking hurt me or fucking attack me, I'd blow their fucking head off. It is my goddamn right as a fucking American national. I'll tell you what else, too. Fuck, he was running from them. He didn't have to run from those son of a bitches either. All he had to do was stand there, and they came at him, fucking drop him. If my fucking standing here guarding this goddamn car lot is a provocation, then you're a fucking goddamn somebody who's wanting to fucking do some fucking crime. You're a fucking criminal, and you're going to come at me because I'm a young guy that got a gun, and you figure you can beat me down? But you didn't beat that AR-15 down. That motherfucker took care of your ass, and them motherfuckers will take care of these son of a bitches, and they know it. And they're going to hate this. They are going to fucking hate this because this fucking, like I said before, you don't got to run, guys. Don't let them get that in your goddamn head. You're walking down a fucking street. You're not bothering anybody. Somebody you do not even know comes up and fucking blocks your fucking way. If you feel like you just need to knock them out to move them, you can do that. If they're fucking big, they have a weapon, and you know that you could get hurt just going on your way as you lawfully can. You can go anywhere you goddamn well please. Nobody can impair or interfere with your right to free travel. And that son of a bitch fucking, if he has a gun, he has a fucking gun, knife whatsoever, he pulls it out and he's going to stop you from going down the street, you got the right to blow his goddamn head right off his fucking shoulders, right there on the fucking spot. And they aren't even supposed to be able to fucking arrest you for it. That's our goddamn rights. That's your freedom and your liberty. But they figure their fucking communists can come out because they're back. See, you've seen the communists have always been backed by the guys, the fucking Blackwater USA in black. So that if somebody does fucking actually fucking exercise their rights under the law, and that's all that kid was doing. He was defending the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights said that he has the fucking right to defend him fucking self. Some son of a bitch comes after you to fucking try to hurt you, you got the right to kill him. And that's not to mention when somebody declares war on your fucking people and on our fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, ratified December 15, 1791, you got the right to fucking shoot them down. They come and try to take that away from you. That's what this whole goddamn war was fought over. It wasn't fought over some aristocrats so that they could fucking steal this goddamn country from the people that bled to get it. Which is what we have now. This whole thing is a clusterfuck, and we all fucking know it. But as for Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm glad he was acquitted because he fucking was innocent from the fucking get-go. But the bottom line is, we were hurt. Our Bill of Rights, our law, was fucked in the ass because he had to fucking go through a year of fucking political trial, political fucking bullshit, when he was blatantly fucking innocent of doing anything against the fucking law. Plain and simple. There should have never been an indictment. See what else we got going here today. Something very peculiar is happening with our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I wonder what that is, guys. This is from American Thinker. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It's no secret that Americans are paying record prices at the gas pumps. It sure as hell ain't. Rapidly ascending prices also affect the cost of all the goods and services that are an integral part of the American economy. Farmers, manufacturers, delivery companies, repair people, you name it. They're paying more to do their jobs. And they're passing those costs on to the consumer. Of course, the guy who pays all the fucking bills in this country is the guy that fucking hands his money over to the fucking cash register. It's just like the devalue in the dollar. You can have fucking 20 bucks in your fucking pocket today and you could get, I don't know what the hell you could get with it. Maybe a couple of packs of cigarettes. And then tomorrow it could be completely fucking worthless. They could just take all the value from that money out of your goddamn pocket while it's sitting in your fucking, without touching it. They can steal it from you. But here we have fucking, let's see what the hell's going on here. It's no secret, American record prices, gas pumps, yeah, surely enough. Rapidly ascending prices affect, of course it does. Okay, we've done the farmers, manufacturers. So why, of all times, is the Biden administration selling off American Strategic Petroleum Reserve to Asia? You don't know what, you ain't figured out who these son of a bitches are? These are Chi-Com. This goddamn place is being run by a communist fucking committee. That's why. Selling off our strategic fucking reserves. Not here. Not bring them to be refined here to try to bring the price down. To Asia. To China. You know the great fucking threat? You know they got the bombs and they're claiming they're going to fucking take us over? That's who that cocksucker's selling it to, and he's not doing it, and he's just a fucking, he signs a piece of paper, which he can barely fucking do anymore while he's shitting his pants. And then everybody knows it's the fucking truth. But to Asia. Your strategic petroleum reserves to Asia. That's to make sure they're not fucking here when they run that fucking gas up to $6, $8, $10 a fucking gallon. And that's when all hell's going to fucking break loose. We know that you son of a bitches. I mean, they're already selling fucking, a hundred million, 100,000 barrels of fucking, our sweet crude oil, to Asia. That's what we're fucking, I mean, that's what's being exported out of this country because they lifted the ban on exports. Who are they? Who are these four or five fucking people who decide what happens with all our wealth in our fucking country? Who the fuck are they that I don't even know their fucking name, yet they're taking what belongs to me without the due process of the fucking law that is absolutely required? And they are selling it to the people who are saying they are going to take over my country, kill my people, and enslave me. Who the fuck are these people? I'll tell you who they are. It's that goddamn Barack Obama. It's that motherfucking George Soros. It's that Barry fucking Sanders. It's that fucking AOC and the fucking squad. It's a handful of fucking communists that are doing this. And as far as the other side, you know, as far as the strategic reserve and the fucking fact that they dropped the ban on fucking exports, that was Trump that did that. That was fucking Trump that did that. How about you want to fucking, do you want to take oil out of the ground in the United States? It will be manufactured and sold here, period. Until this country is fucking not, no, until this country's running in the fucking black, period. And they, all proceeds that are you, all profits made above fucking 30% in the manufacture, in the drilling and the manufacturing and the production of the fucking petroleum, everything made over 30 fucking percent comes back to the fucking people. We'd be paying 5 cents a gallon for our fucking gas, if anything. We'd be getting a fucking check in the goddamn mail, people. They should be sending us a check in the fucking mail. Instead, we get this. This, well, he was discussing taking those strategic petroleum reserves and giving them over to the fucking man, like they ain't got fucking. They're producing to the max. They are putting out enough fucking goddamn gas and oil that if they couldn't export it, the finished product, we would be paying about fucking 5 cents a gallon for gas. That's how much they are fucking refining in this goddamn country right now. But they're refining it, and we can sell it. It's on the world market. That's when you go down the goddamn station, the goddamn oil that's been pumped out of your fucking ground, or fucking, I mean, pumped out of your ground and sent to fucking Asia. I mean, God almighty. I mean, how many ways can they stick the fucking knife in you? It doesn't belong to them. And they just now, somebody, some fucking group, gave out fucking leases to yesterday, for oil wells in the fucking goddamn Gulf of Mexico. Somebody just decided that, hey, I'm gonna sell the people's fucking oil. The oil that fucking belongs to you. Some of that oil belongs to me. Certainly the wealth from it fucking belongs to me. But you just took it away from me. No due process, not even no goddamn notification. This is fucking theft. There's no two ways of fucking about it. Under what authority did you take my goddamn oil that fucking belongs to me and fucking tell somebody they could fucking take it out of the fucking goddamn Gulf of Mexico and make a fucking fortune and then sell it back to me and the gap for my gas tank at the fucking goddamn the international fucking price? Who was that? Who's doing this shit? These are the motherfuckers we need to find out who they are. And each one of them, I want to take you to fucking court. I want to take you into a common law court and you show me the God, your authority to take what fucking belongs to me and sell it and put the money in your goddamn pocket, you son of a bitch and sneak thief, larcenous piece of shit. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then there are a few that are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that, of course, is Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. I mean, one thing I didn't point out on that, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing is that in fucking December 15, 1791, the fucking government ceased to have fucking jurisdictional authority over the fucking people. It was made unlawful by the ninth fucking article. That was our law. That is our goddamn autonomy. That's our fucking system of fucking coming to justice. That is our court system. Ours, not theirs. Not those motherfuckers out there. Why was that? Why? He had ambitions to be. I mean, they were talking about this shit. That the fucking prosecutor had ambitions to be a head prosecutor, or take over the district attorney's office. And political ambition. That motherfucker knew that kid was fucking innocent and didn't give a shit. How many people are sitting in fucking prison right now? Every one of them that's sitting there is there sitting there unlawfully because they were took there through an unlawful fucking process. Because you can't, the administrative admiralty can only be fucking exercised at fucking sea, and people are too stupid to know it. The law of this fucking land is that fucking Bill of Rights. There's your fucking maximums and your fucking procedure. That's what, and you have to do it. You have to be charged by a fucking individual in their individual capacity. The government. There is no government. Fuck, it's hard. Like I said, the corporation ain't got a goddamn thing to say about it. Their fucking Act of 1871, their fucking Act of 1869 are all fucking violations of the fucking law. They all should be fucking hung by the neck until dead for treason and sedition against the people and the people's jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. They are not ruling by consent. They have formed fucking click organizations called fucking political parties, which are incorporated, and they are working within the confines of a corporation. Look up the word corporation and look up the word republic, and tell me why it can't be. That the reason that fucking Bill of Rights was put in, the reason that people fought was so this shit like this would never happen, and it still happened to the kid. And if there hadn't been fucking, all the coverage on it, if there hadn't been so many eyes watching, they would have probably fucking took him out. Because it wasn't a part of their scenario for their fucking goddamn communist agitators on the street to get their ass shot when they went to go to beat somebody to death. That wasn't a part of the fucking program. Anyway, we're talking about, fucking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, we all know what we're fucking paying at the pump, right? And they're telling you. Yep, we're going to let the prices go. That's how we'll stop you people. You people who own this goddamn country who we're supposed to represent, which we don't because we're a fucking unlawful corporation that needs to be shot out of this fucking country. Because we are in gross violation of your fucking law. This is how we're going to stop you from driving. We'll just drive the fucking price way up the station. Because of the fucking, the price is all bullshit. It has nothing to do with the price of manufacturing or anything else. That's the world market price, don't you know? So they're going to make even more fucking money for being the treasonous bastards they are. I mean, for doing less work, selling less gas. Not to mention they are exporting gasoline when we have, exporting gasoline! While we're paying this much at the pump, and they keep on, kind of trying to, frost it over. They talk about it, they've had to talk about it because people are getting fucking pissed more by the day. But you should do this, and then they'll tell you, if we want the global warming that we can't fucking prove happened, the goddamn sun, if there's anybody manipulating with the fucking weather, it's the goddamn international fucking communists. You look at the fucking chemtrails over your fucking house. You look at fucking the way, you see drastic changes in the weather. They admit that they can manipulate the weather. They even sign an international treaty saying that they can't do it to each other It's just like the nerve gas. You know, the nerve gas thing where when they went over there and they got a sod, you know, for using, said he used nerve gas. It was the fucking, it was the Jews, the operatives of the Jews, Al-Qaeda. They were the ones that were doing it. But at any rate, you see, it's just like these hollow point fucking bullets. Under the, not to do any rules in this goddamn world, but under the supposed rules of war, you cannot use hollow point bullets in a fucking war zone. You cannot use fucking sarin gas in a fucking war zone. However, you can use them on your own goddamn people. Now, come on, people. What do you see in that? With the son of a bitches you see up there and what they're saying and the power they're trying to grab right fucking now, they've made the grasp. Because they've laid down these guidelines. Now, they've been told, I got another article coming up here to tell you about it, that they can't fucking do this. And well, I'm encouraging you to do it anyway. You're under arrest. Well, you can't arrest a sitting president. Oh yes, by God, I can, motherfucker. Because this is not a fucking, this country is not on the fucking sea, is not on your fucking ship. This is the fucking land, and the law of this fucking land says I can arrest your fucking ass, you son of a bitch. You fucking, I mean, just like them sitting down and writing themselves fucking, immunity from prosecution. Just fucking write down, you people here, you shoot somebody, you go to fucking prison or you go into the fucking goddamn death chamber. We shoot somebody, we have unqualified immunity. We fucking, just like that fucker what did in that courtroom. You know what? That goddamn, prosecuting attorney that can't exist because it is a violation of the fucking law. It's a gross violation of our supreme superior law. But that son of a bitch cannot be prosecuted for the fucking lying, falsifying evidence, for withholding fucking exculpatory evidence. He can't be touched. He has absolute fucking immunity from prosecution. Watch what I tell you. He can't be touched. Now, you cannot fucking have that injustice in this. In the first place, the fucker shouldn't have been there. He is a guy, he has a rope coming to him for fucking being seditious and treasonous to the law of the people ratified December 15, 1791, the supreme superior absolute fucking law. He is in gross violation. He has violated it to the point of fucking treason and sedition. He has a rope coming around his fucking neck just for what he did, just for the whole bunch of them, the fucker that arrested him. All of these fuckers, man. This was all done within the administrative admiralty, and again, that's the reason why the fucking preliminary process was put in the fifth fucking article to make sure that shit like this didn't happen. That they could, I'm telling you, everybody over there at fucking CNN and all the fucking so-called left-wingers, the Bolsheviks and the Marxists, because you got the goddamn fascists here too, and don't think you don't. That's what fucking Donald Trump is. He's a fucking fascist. The son of a bitch went after your fucking guns. By goddamn corporate dictate, said you took away your fucking bump stock. He can't do it. It was a violation of the ninth fucking article. He should have been fucking put up against the wall for it. He sat there and told you, we'll take the guns and then we'll give the due process. Up against the wall with you, motherfucker. You're attacking, that's goddamn treason. That's sedition. Can you read at a third grade level? And then back up today, you know, I remember when Trumpy was running and, you know, I wasn't going to fucking play that game no more. You know, I did it with that Ron Paul that last time. I told everybody, I'm going to go along with it. But I'm telling you guys right now, he's going to take a fucking powder. He's going to, you know, play the game right up to the end. He's nothing but a relief valve. And then he's going to take a fucking powder and, I mean, whoever they want in there, that's who they're going to stick in there. And sure enough, that's what fucking happened. And he even kept $1 million. Some of which one of my dumb sons that I told not to do it fucking, they thought, man, this is the way you go. I mean, he's talking the talk, but he doesn't even know the fucking talk. You think these people do not understand the common law and what the fucking law in this country is? They do not understand that the people are the supreme fucking authority in this country. You think they don't understand exactly what they're fucking doing, because I'm here to tell you they do. And just like the political trial we just watched, They knew exactly what they were fucking doing. Everything. I mean, I could fucking sit there and try. I could have had, I could have hung everybody in that goddamn courtroom. I could charged them and fucking hung them for fucking treason and sedition for the fact that the kid was even fucking there. Or the kid could have. Anyways, I guess we're going to, you know, we can tap those strategic petroleum reserves as long as we're selling it to China, people. Doesn't that kind of up the demand? Isn't that going to make the fucking gas prices in this country actually rise? But isn't, they've said that they want to do that. They say they want to make gas so high that this poor motherfuckers, we can't get out. We got to walk or we got to ride a train if we want to go somewhere. Only the elite and their fucking private fucking jets and their limousines are the ones that can all be able to see. It won't bother them at all. If it was fucking $50 a fucking gallon, they could shut every fucking poor person down, put every poor person a foot, and they'd still be cruising in their fucking limousines and their goddamn fucking private fucking jets, wouldn't they? This shit has to stop. And it becomes more evident what it is as these fucking propagandists. I got them a little blow today. I mean, this wasn't talking about the fucking right of self-defense, but see, they would now say they'd like to use this to try to, now they'll try and twist this around. They'll try and twist this around to say this is what the gun was for. It's for self-defense. It ain't for fighting the government. Yes, it by God is. It was defined to you motherfuckers when it was fucking added as an amendment to the Constitution after it was already the law of this fucking land. And it was made clear by Tench Koch. He defined it for you. He defined it for the Congress that fucking voted to make it an, well, they were fucking planning on fucking stealing it from us all along, people. It should have never been added to that goddamn Constitution. That Constitution had nothing to do with the people. We didn't create it. We didn't ratify it. We didn't fucking agree to it. And our Bill of Rights, which we did fucking ratify, which was created by us through fucking blood and war, that should have been fucking kept separate. And that should have been made absolutely, it should have been, we should have told them right in there, this is the supreme fucking law of this goddamn land. You try anything with that sub fucking law of yours, made by you aristocrats, you handful of motherfuckers, and we'll fucking, and this law here will pre-fucking veil. There is, you don't get no goddamn courts. You just go ahead and if you want to try and fucking think you're a fucking, legitimate fucking, government body, start doing shit. Just start doing shit. And as we see you violating this fucking Bill of Rights, we're going to start snagging your ass over there, and it won't take long until we've hung enough of you till you realize that, nuh-uh. You're not just going to fucking create a fucking government in the middle of a fucking uprising and think you're going to rule over us. We're not the kind of people to be ruled over, evidently, are we? Because we shot the fucking British out of this country. But then we find out, even after we shot the British out of this fucking country, those dirty bastards went over there, and the king still kept his charter. The king still had his fucking charter. We're still considered a fucking colony. Why don't you get your fucking badass goddamn British army over here and then fucking enforce your fucking edicts, you son of a bitches? If this is where this is coming from the queen, and it is because fucking the queen's esquires are running this goddamn country. So this is coming directly from the fucking British throne. You better get your goddamn fucking army over here and enforce that son of a bitch, hadn't ya? Oh no, we'll hire mercenaries. Hire mercenaries. We'll see if the son of a bitch that's fighting for money is as quick to fucking die and fights as hard as the man that's fighting for his home and hearth, his freedom and his liberty. We'll wipe you. You know we'll wipe your ass out. That's why you won't do it. That's why that part you keep secret. Why don't you bring that out? We're revealing this. It's a great revealing. Why don't you bring that part out? Just come over and tell us, fat ass little bitch. Get on fucking TV on your fat ass little throne and tell us that we're your fucking subjects and we're going to have to bow at your fucking feet and you can tell us what to do. Try it. You know what would happen. They know what will happen across the fucking board. They know the monarchs are going to fucking fall. People are too fucking educated. I mean, goddamn, what person? I mean, I look at the Australians and what they're going through right now. Hey, man, all I can tell you guys is stupid fucking move, and I was screaming it at you when you were doing it. You never let go of the guns. God damn, can you read history? And you trust a politician? You trust a government? That was still in the 20th century. How many did they kill? They said 220 million people in the fucking 20th century were killed by governments. They're the greatest threat to life on this fucking planet. The manipulating fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers will have you killing one another. Just like this shit with this phony ass fucking COVID that don't exist. They have tried everything. They tried to divide us by fucking race. They tried to divide us by fucking erroneous political beliefs, because this is not under the fucking bill of the Constitution even. Even your phony fucking Constitution, this is not. This is a fucking goddamn, this is Walmart. That's all you fucking are. That's who's been punking us around. 700 rich fucks doing it through a fucking corporation that's just like Walmart. And I told you people way before it happened, there the day would come when your goddamn Walmart employee is going to come up and think he has some kind of fucking authority over you, telling you what to fucking do. Well, they just fucking don't. That's why that Bill of Rights was fucking put in fucking place. We were not going to be the serfs. We were not going to be the peasants, the peons, the coolies. We were free men, free women. What we created belonged to us. We captured this fucking country. Its resources belongs to all of us. Even that goddamn oil out in the goddamn Gulf of Mexico belongs to us. Now what dirty son of a bitch fucking sat down and started signing leases with these fucking companies, probably most of them fucking Chinese, to take our goddamn oil and to take it away from us, sell it, and this is what we're going to do with the money. Hey, motherfucker, I didn't sign nothing saying you could take my share of that goddamn oil, and a share of it does fucking belong to me. A share belongs to every American national in this goddamn country. And you would have to take each and every one of us. See, that's why they hate the fucking Bill of Rights, people. It does put us on a par with the fucking Queen of England. Although a par from her is just a par of shit. But as far as right, as far as fucking sovereignty, I am sovereign. I am beholden to nobody else's will but my fucking own. And I am responsible to my actions only to the fucking Supreme Superior law of this country, ratified December 15, 1791. That's the only fucking law I fucking that exists for me. Because I'm a free man. And by God, they cannot stand the fucking thought of, man, that you just, I mean, you see these people when they, you know, like when they have the royal fucking wedding or they have the royal fucking kid shit out and all this fucking pomp. What the fuck, what is this doing in our country? The fuck does this have to do with? It's just like the rest of the goddamn world coming here like this goddamn place belongs to them. Every time that they bring 30,000 more in, that's 30,000 more fucking people that are taking what belongs to you and me. It's being taken from us because they're getting it. They're not American nationals. They have no fucking right to it. Only we do. And the only way that fucking our right to ownership of this goddamn country can be challenged is in the common law court, and no fucking foreigner has standing in our common law court. Got it? You have to be an American national. And that does not mean that you come here yesterday as a refugee and next week you're the fucking vice governor of fucking, what state was it? The vice governor of fucking, was it Virginia? Perhaps. You know, the one that was, she's from Cambodia. And then I see this bitch yesterday, you know, again, the one that's supposed to be the Treasury, what the hell do they call those son of a bitches? Ombudsman, kind of, I think it's the ombudsman, over our fucking Treasury. And this fucking cunt can't speak clear fucking English. Have we no Americans left in this country who can trace their lineage back to the beginning? If we do, they sure as hell are not a part of any of this fucking corporation. They were free people that wanted to live free. But we have to take it fucking back, people. We're going to have to do the fucking work ourselves. You hire somebody and give them that kind of fucking authority, they're going to fucking abuse it. But you had the check in place. You had the fucking Bill of Rights. But you didn't enforce it. When they started breaking your laws, I mean, just like in 1933, I think it was, when they seized the gold. No! Everybody should have picked up their fucking gun and said, no! The only way you can take my fucking gold, motherfucker, is to file as an individual for a redress of a grievance in a goddamn common law court. You will follow every bit of the fucking procedure, and the goddamn, and the only one that can take it from me is the common law fucking court. And that, what that kid got today, by the way, was not a common law fucking court. It couldn't be. It was in the wrong jurisdiction. That was an administrative admiralty fucking board, a goddamn military board. That's what that was. Each one of them that was sitting on that goddamn jury was a goddamn a corporate fucking subject. They were corporate subjects. They did not even have the authority to say yes or no to anything about our law. It's just like these people thinking, "Oh, I'm going to go and vote." You got how you can't vote. You have no standing to vote. Like you have no standing in those courts. You can vote, but the son of a bitch that owns you, that owns that fucking straw man corporation, he can change your vote because he owns you. Under the 14th Amendment, you're described as a subject. And that's how they just like this fucking, they're spending fucking, I mean, just bankrupting the whole fucking place with this, with funny money to start with. But they're bankrupting the whole fucking place with fucking funny money. Under the fucking guise that they're a fucking government, which they're not. They're not your fucking government. It's a fucking corporation. It's Walmart. We need to, if it was just Walmart, we could kick their ass out of it. Look at how they came in here. How the communists fucking infiltrated into here, you know, into the schools, into the six, in the early 60s. And by the fucking, by the 90s, then they're, you know, all the mom and pop fucking stores across this country, I mean, they changed the whole demographic of our fucking country. You got these Big Lots and all these fucking international corporations coming in here and basing themselves so that they can get our fucking resources for nothing. And fucking, the whole idea being that if they base themselves here, if you were a corporation in the old days, what they sold the fucking corporate bullshit to the people with, is that you can get really good jobs and that'd be, you know, your cut of your fucking, of your resources. Fuck you. Just send me a check, you son of a bitch. I don't have to work for what fucking already belongs to me. And I don't have to work for that fairy fucker over there that doesn't fucking work. They all, his fucking work is fucking dialing up a phone and signing a piece of fucking paper, and he gets 99.9% of the fucking goddamn, fruits of my labor, and I get 1%. It's corrupt from the bottom up. Gentlemen, we've been betrayed. We've been beyond betrayed. And I mean, like I said again, I'm going to end this with good for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm glad that he fucking escaped that political trial he was a part of. And I don't think he would have if it hadn't been covered so heavy and if the people hadn't been out here going, "You fucking cocksuckers, you try to tell us we ain't got the right to defend ourselves." But he should have never had to go through that misery, that year of fucking hell. A year of fucking having that on, you know, thinking about it every fucking day. That's your fucking life you're talking about there. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, think about your great protection. That's what that goddamn preliminary process was about. That's what the grand jury was about. That's why they took the jurisdiction away from the fucking goddamn government who took it unlawfully. Just a bunch of them got together like they do everything and said, we're going to be the jurisdictional authority through our Supreme Court. No, you're not. After December 15, 1791, you weren't anymore. You were in violation the very next fucking day when you didn't get rid of the fucking Attorney General's office and you didn't get rid of all your bullshit fucking courts that you already had in operation. But still there were plenty of fucking goddamn common law courts. The common law courts were still across the country. So the people that weren't uprising against it because they went, when they go down, and then the people, and then they, you know, that the thought that, well, man, I can just go down to this district attorney dude, man. I don't got to do shit, man. I can just sit here and I can get to the, no. That's because you're a lazy motherfucker. And the goddamn law's written at a third grade level, and I mean, you can fucking, you just want somebody to wipe your ass for you. All you fuckers are going out of this country. You lazy son of a bitches are gone. You'll take your lazy ass and we can go to fucking China if they'll come pick your ass up off the coast. I really don't care. But you're stripping down, you're fucking hitting the fucking grip, man. You're hitting them fucking waves and you're swimming for your admiralty. Because it's not going to be on this land known as the United States of America. You can fucking give it up. And you fuckers who think you're going to come in at the last moment, make a theocracy, you can fucking give it up. So fucking give it up. I guess that's the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, sir.
You do the same, sir.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!